Hello, this is the Cherry Bomb here, and welcome to Conversations with Crossdressers. In this episode, I'm talking to Mia, and I want to just talk about a couple of things when you're listening to the podcast to keep in mind. One is, again, like I said before, I am a novice at using sound, Logic Pro and sound editing. So for privacy's sake, Mia wanted her very distinctive male voice changed, and I did accommodate that, but there are going to be parts where you'll hear my voice also change, and I sound a little bit like a chipmunk, so I hope that's one thing that you can forgive in that. The other is that it kind of trails off at the end, kind of ends a little bit abruptly, and that's because we had a much longer conversation. And I might have a Mia part two coming up, but we also went off on different topics and different tangents in our conversation. So that's why I moved those parts out. And finally, there's going to be a couple of places that we mentioned where we silenced out the actual name of those locations just to avoid any type of, you know, problems. You know, we don't want to give places a bad name, but we did have some experiences that were kind of negative, and we just wanted to make sure that we took those things out so that the people that are involved, or maybe if they happen to listen, they won't feel like we're targeting them in any way, shape, or form. But that being said, one of the issues that keeps coming up for cross-dressers in the cross-dressing community is acceptance and finding, you know, decent places to be themselves. So I hope that this can kind of help people kind of, you know, see the issue in that area and maybe start coming up with solutions to that specific problem. Anyway, I hope you enjoy my conversation with Mia, because I sure did, because Mia is a wonderful person to talk to. And you can follow her on FetLife at Love to Dress Up, LUV, the number 2, Dress Up. And then I hope you enjoy. Thank you. Here talking to Mia. Mia, welcome to the Crossdressing Podcast.
Thank you very much.
Mia is here at this CD extravaganza. But we're having a good time and getting to meet a lot of people and a lot of cross-dressers and hearing their stories. So I guess we can start just quickly at the beginning. Like, how old were you and what was your first experience?
Actually, I've only been cross-dressing for probably about 7 or 8 years now. So in my 40s, I had my first bisexual experience probably 5-6 years prior to that.
While you were dressed?
No, I was not dressed for that.
Okay.
Yep. But it was kind of like a snowball. Mm. Everybody calls it the rabbit hole, and my rabbit hole has gone quite deep. Leading from one to the next. Yeah, so to speak.
You like talking about holes.
Well, you know. And it's just something, actually, in the past 3 or 4 years that has really opened up and gotten much more involved, that I'm finding out how much I enjoy of it, how relaxed it makes me, even in a non-sexual way, where I get up and I throw a t-shirt dress on because they're comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I can lounge around the house, I can do what I need to do, and just be me. And I love it.
And when you dress, like, how does it feel inside? Like, do you start to feel like a woman?
I definitely feel more feminine when I dress. I feel more relaxed. A lot of the tension I have just dissolves. It also depends on what I dress in. There, if I'm in my t-shirt dress, it's just, you know, chill, calm, dissolved. If I dress in something racier, I definitely get much more sexual right away and pretty much ready to go at any point if I dress really racy.
Right.
I like that. It definitely feels good, and I definitely feel much more feminine.
I feel like it's the same thing for women, too. I mean, I feel the same way when I'm dressed, you know, sexier. I'm always going to be, like, you know, ready to go, because that's the feeling that you get, you know, when you're ready to, like, you know, for action.
Absolutely. I think we all, you know, need that reassurance that we look good or we're pleasing somebody else and stuff like that. So to get it and then to get it as a guy dressed as a woman,
right?
It kind of doubly gives you that feeling, I guess you would say. I get a lot of compliments on my legs, especially when I'm wearing heels. And
I love the legs. That's like my favorite part.
Really?
Yeah.
It's great to hear somebody oh, your legs look so good in heels. It's like, yeah, it's just something I shouldn't be hearing. But I am, and it makes me feel good.
Well, I always felt like that, you know, women have been able to wear men's clothing without a problem for many years, you know, but nobody thinks twice about it anymore when a woman's in jeans or a t-shirt or, like, you know, just gender-neutral clothing. But when a man wears something, like if they just want to wear a skirt one day.
When you think about it and look back in history at the Egyptians, the Scottish, the African tribes, the tribes of South America and stuff, they all wore skirt dress type garments that the male anatomy is better off in. So here in the Western civilization, we've learned that we have to cinch our stuff in tight fitting whatnot. And from what I've understood, there are definite damages done by that, or can be, I should say. So it is amazing, but it's just like with being bisexual today. If it's bisexual girls, everybody is all for it and into it, but God forbid bisexual guy. Yeah. Mention that and, yeah, break out the stones and the stake to burn somebody at.
Right.
So even in the lifestyle clubs and whatnot where they're supposedly open-minded, don't even think of bringing that up.
Yeah.
So it's great to have an event like this where, you know, everybody has that same mentality and welcoming feeling.
Did you buy anything today?
Actually, I did. I bought some soap so far, some rainbow soap that smells delicious.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm going to enjoy trying that out. It was really cool. But there's a couple of things I got my eye on.
I bought a pair of shoes.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm excited. And pasties that I'm probably going to wear later.
See, I can't bring myself to cover these up. Now that I got them pierced, I want to show them to the world.
I was thinking about that, too, because the girl at the Rogue Cherry, she has her nipples pierced, too. And I said, I was thinking about doing it a long time ago when I was younger. But now, because of my profession, I worry that they're going to be seen. Even because, like, they're hard to hide, even in a padded bra. So I worry that, like, you see the outline of something, and then, like, I don't know.
And, yeah, I did too. I was worried about what my friends may say when they finally see me at the beach or whatever. And I just got to the point where if that's the thing that does it for you and we can't be friends anymore or whatever, or, yeah, to a certain extent at work, tough. And at the same token, I love having them. I wasn't sure I would. I wasn't never big on the body mods and stuff. Now I have two other piercings as well.
You're like the second person today that's kind of like making me think more like I might want them.
When I go to the beach or something, it's fun because now I watch people's eyes and now I know what they mean by that joke about my eyes are up here. And it's funny who you catch looking.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've gotten a lot of compliments. I was talking out here where I bought my soap, where you got your pasties, and that was one of the first things she said. I see you're pierced. Yeah, yeah. I am. And I like showing it off, and it fits. And as a matter of fact, when I I was getting my second guiche piercing that I have.
What age you call it?
It's called a guiche piercing.
A guiche
it's
piercing.
Yeah, it's between in the
like in the
never yeah.
Oh,
in
okay.
The
yeah. Okay.
I have two of them, and my piercer. I was getting the second one done, and I said to him, "Yeah, I'm thinking about doing my nipples," and he said, "Well, take your shirt off. Let me see." I took my shirt off, and he was like, "Oh yeah, you have to do those. Certain ones just call for it."
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I always had very hard nipples. They always stand out,
right.
No matter what.
Roxy too. Roxy, she's heavier, so she's got like big natural breasts. So like, I love playing with her nipples.
They're fun.
So now I think I like to pull on them and like squeeze them. Sometimes I do it a little too hard for her, but
it's easy to get carried away.
It is, yes.
With nipples, it is.
So, do you have anybody in your life that is very supportive of this?
Yes, my very immediate family.
They all know?
Just my wife and child, and both of them couldn't be any more supportive.
That's great.
They enjoy seeing me happy. They realize it's something I kind of need,
mm-hmm.
and. I'm not harming anybody. Enjoying it, relaxing. I'm calmer, like I said. So, to them, that's a big plus.
It's, you know, when you say that, Roxy had told me a long time ago when I asked, you know, mm-hmm. like, you know, how does it feel when you become Roxy? And he said as soon as he starts putting on the makeup,
mm-hmm.
his other life melts away.
Yes.
Like, it all disappears.
Yeah.
So, I understand that stress relief.
And I think with males in our society, we are pushed all the time to be able to handle everything. No matter what comes down the pike, you got to take care of it. You got to, you know, face that head on.
Mm.
And it's nice to step outside of that role.
Yeah.
And be able to be a little bit vulnerable, to be submissive,
mm-hmm.
To... I don't know, even something as simple as getting dressed up to cook,
mm-hmm.
and put the dishes away. I feel like that 50s housewife. And it's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't want to do it every day.
Right, of course.
But it's nice being able to do that,
yeah. Because
it's such a step out of my role.
So would you say that, like, when you dress, do you feel more sympathetic to women?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're attracted to women.
Yeah, absolutely. I will never give up my taste for women.
Mm-hmm.
I love women in every aspect of the way. But I definitely think I understand a little bit more, especially as far as for the women that have taken the time to primp and do the hair and do this and do that. Now I go, oh my God. All the things she was doing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, those little things. And it's a lot of time. It's a lot of effort. So, and I always did appreciate when a woman dressed sexy for me and knew it was what I liked. So she would buy a new outfit or whatever. And now I have so much more appreciation for that. Mm. And I'm sorry, at some points I didn't appreciate it enough, but I sure do now.
And your hair is natural, right? You're not wearing a wig.
No, this is a wig.
That's a wig?
That's a wig.
Oh, okay. It looks natural.
Thank you.
That's great.
Good to hear.
You have a great complexion.
Thank you.
Yeah, where are you from? Or what's your nationality?
I'm mixed. I have a little bit of everything in
okay.
me. Black, white, so...
I was thinking you were Hispanic.
Most people do. Yeah, I get that all the time. But, and I also, like I said, I spend 3 hours laying out in the sun. I don't mind doing that.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love, yeah. If mm-hmm. I can be out in the sun naked, that's where I am.
What is the most frustrating thing about being a crossdresser? You know, like, what would you like to see more of in the crossdressing world?
We are shunned in every situation. We are, you know, an event like this. When I saw this event, I was like, oh my God. Thank God, I gotta go. There's Rainbow Mountain, I know, holds an event once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I can never get to that one. It's always on a day I can't get there. But in a big sense, the cross-dressers are just not welcome, not promoted, not anything. I feel I was just telling somebody a story of the which is a nice place. I like it. I've enjoyed being a member there for 5 or 6 years, but I just decided I've made my last trip. I'm not going back, because the longer I've been there, the more I notice that I'm really not welcome. Last time I went, which was about a month ago, I had on my nail polish and my toenails done and stuff. And I'm laying there on the lounge chair and I'm looking around and I am almost 100% smooth. I have a little strip that I keep and that's it. And everybody around is a bear. Everybody around is just, you know, the leather clad community type that you see, the beards and all that stuff.
Were you mostly gay men?
Yeah, it was mostly gay men.
I think that's one of the things. I don't think gay men are as into cross-dressers.
Nope, not at all.
As women, you know, and other...
And even with the women,
hetero-flexible men.
Yeah, even with the women. Well, and, you know, I shouldn't say they were mostly gay men. It's a LGBT Q thing, so they could be bi, they could be whatever.
Right.
But it seemed like they were mostly gay. And, yes, a lot of gay males seem to have this attitude that, first of all, you can't be bi, you need to make a choice, or that's not
so
acceptable.
Silly.
Really? Are you serious? And, yeah, when I felt where I just didn't fit in, I thought, okay, well, let me contact the owners of the because they have at least 5 or 6 bear events throughout the summer. Mm-hmm. They have at least 3 or 4 of the leather events throughout the summer. So I contacted them. I sent them an email. Hey, you have all these bear and leather events. Have you ever thought about having a lace event for the guys like me who would enjoy that? And I didn't even receive a reply.
Really?
Which tells me something, that it's definitely not welcome.
Mm.
You won't even, you know, it's not hard to at least reply and say, nah, we thought about it, but not... doesn't fit our... Okay, that's fine. I would have understood that. But to not even reply means I won't renew my membership.
Right.
So, and there's just really no other outlet. I mean, I think most of the cross-dressers I come across and read their writings or their statements would love to find women who appreciate it.
Right.
And enjoy that. But where do you go for that?
Yeah.
Besides on the net.
It's tough. It is tough. I understand the plight, obviously, being with Roxy for over 1.5 years now. And that's one of the reasons why we, you know, she wanted to do this, and this is Luck that wanted to do it. So, you know, that was the same complaint that, you know, you just said. It's like she was tired of being, because we would go to this place, and I don't know if you ever went to that place in they always have an event.
No.
It's usually on a Friday. So they usually have like a sports bar, you know, and then there's CDs. And then there's like, you know, some men and stuff. And then they also get, a room where you can go play.
Okay.
You know, the hotel is kind of gross. And the sports bar is kind of like, you know, it's just like this hole in the wall kind of place. So... you know, she describes it as like, I'm tired of being like shoved in a basement. She wants to find something more, you know, where people accept them and we could be a little more out in the open. It doesn't have to be like super public.
Right, right.
It's just a little bit more upscale or a little classier.
Exactly, because I heard a lot of talk and read a lot on the internet. And I went there once. It was...
Is that in the city?
Just on the outskirts of Bethlehem.
Okay.
And I didn't want to touch anything.
Scary, right?
It was disgusting. And I'm thinking, why is it we're relegated to something like that? Yeah, we can't enjoy something halfway nice. So, we're... a couple of us are trying, and it's hard to even get, I don't know whether it's a trust issue that the other cross-dressers aren't trusting enough of going to a newer place or something.
Yeah, there's always but fear. You never know.
Absolutely. There is a place out north of Harrisburg that it's a members-only private club for men, and they have been extremely welcoming of me being a cross-dresser. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, they talked to me and said, we don't understand why we don't get more. We would love to have more.
Okay.
And I've tried to put out some interest on FET, tried to promote the place a little bit, and we're getting really nothing out of it. And I think the place has a lot of potential, but it needs the right kick. And I think that would be a great kick and a nice, comfortable place that a bunch of us could get together and be more respected, more appreciated, and enjoy.
So are you attracted to men, women, and other cross-dressers?
Yeah. I can go between all three. Okay. Naturally, it depends on the person more than anything.
Totally, it's about chemistry.
Absolutely. And then, well, I do have one thing that is a must. Body hair to me is a...
No deal, deal breaker.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker. We're going to have an issue.
Well, most cross-dressers do shave and get rid of all their body hair.
Well, Stina, I see a lot that don't.
That happens, yeah, I'll see them once in a while. Sometimes, you know, like, so Roxy never does anything half-ass. She has to be completely dressed, head to toe.
Good.
That's her thing. You know what I mean? Because we've seen others that, you know, like, they'll just throw on a dress and a wig. And not shave, not put makeup on. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, we've seen a lot of different variations. And
She gets a little bit more upset about it than I do. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like, I don't know if it's just a matter of, like, not knowing, like, how to put the makeup on or...
You know, that's
another reason, like, to have something like this is to get people out looking at, you know, like, getting their makeup done and hooking up with the other vendors to maybe get a little bit more, you know, feminine information.
Absolutely. And I think, I know I can speak from my own experience, is I just recently started doing the wig and makeup. I've dressed for quite some time, but it was always the outfit, the heels, and everything, and, you know, being totally smooth. But I fell short at the wig and makeup, and some accepted it, some didn't. But it is such a learning curve. Also, I can hide all that stuff when I walk out my front door. Even if I'm dressed, I can throw something over top of it and go out to my car and leave. But I can't walk out the front door like this. So, and it takes hours for us newbies. So it presents so many different problems. Where I'm going, is there a place I can spend 2 hours trying to get my face right because I'm slow doing it?
Yeah.
So I don't... Now... The one I definitely go, is when you have you're dressed and you do the wig and stuff, and then your lipstick is at a 45 degree angle, and it just looks like you didn't care. You just threw stuff on, and, you know, at least make an attempt to make it look, you know, half decent. And I'm not good at it. I'm sure my eyes are a little off, and somebody else would go, what the hell were you doing? I'm learning. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to learn and try. Sure. Like Roxy, I'm going to go 110%.
Yeah.
I watch the YouTube tutorials.
Yeah.
I sit there and play. And, you know, there are some times where I just grab the eyeliner and that's all I'm doing as I'm watching one of the tutorials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll get it. Yeah. But I'm at least going to shoot for the top to start with, not be happy just... Yeah.
You should talk to Corin. She's the one makeup artist.
At okay.
CJ. She could definitely give you tips.
Yeah. You know?
Okay.
I mean, she will do your makeup for you too if you ever, you know, want to hire her for her services. But she's very good. She did Roxy's makeup and she did the makeup of the CD I was just talking to before.
Okay.
I brought him back down. We called her Michelle. She said she's never had a name that stuck. So we were like, all right, we're going to call you Michelle.
That was a hard part because people kept asking me, well, what's your name?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. Yeah. And then it just kind of hit me like a bolt of lightning that I wish I had found this part of me a long time ago.
Yeah.
And been able to enjoy it at a younger age. But so part of me was missing in action that whole time.
I would like to know a little bit about your most erotic moment as a woman.
I have a longtime friend with benefits who, it's funny, he met me before I dressed, and I'm a very normally masculine type guy, which is what he's attracted to. And during our friendship, I have progressed to where I am, and he has gone outside of his comfort zone to accept and has now gotten to the point where he actually likes it. Mm. But he'll say, only on you, only on you. Okay. And he loves to set up a date night. And he will cook me dinner. He's a fantastic cook. He will pull out my chair for me. Mm. Treat me like a total lady. And
you're completely...
Yes, completely dressed. Well, at least for a while. But one night we didn't make it to the bedroom, and it was the kitchen counter and the ottoman that was there and everywhere else around the living room. But having him cook that meal for me and pull out my chair and do all those little things like you would for a woman. And then our sexual energy is pretty good. He pays attention to what I like. And definitely tries to fulfill what I like. Nice. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's definitely my most erotic moments as Mia.
That's great. It's really nice to have somebody like that in your life.
It is.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Friend with benefits, yeah.
Yeah, and he's just a great guy all around. Mm.
Is he gay or bisexual?
He's gay, and he's actually attracted to the leather crowd. That was always his thing.
Yeah.
But when he met me, like I said, I was jeans and t-shirt, and yeah, okay, that he was definitely liking what he saw. And
well, I can tell that you're a good-looking male too.
Thank you. I'm blushing.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make you blush.
another erotic moment with him as a thank you to him and trying to get there his way. I did wear an all-leather outfit for him and proceeded to strip to the song Adam Ant Strip. And he loved it.
Oh, nice. That's great, though. I think that's awesome when you have somebody like that in your life. Would you say that you're mostly submissive?
Yeah. Yes. To an extent. I think there's a lot of variant on that word. I think there are some, quote, doms that as soon as they hear submissive, they feel they can push their will as far as they want, and you have no choice in that matter. And that's sadly mistaken.
Right.
I will gladly submit to you. I am a bottom. That's what I'm looking for, is to be treated like that mm-hmm. woman. But I expect to be treated like a classy woman, not like somebody you just picked up in your van because you offered them ice cream.
That's funny, because most CDs like to be sluts.
That's fine, and yeah. I do too.
Yeah.
But there's also a line with it that, for instance, giving oral. I love it. It's a huge turn-on for me, and I will totally wet the G-string or whatever I happen to be wearing at the time when I give oral. However, if you force it down my throat, and try and choke me half to death, we're going
to
have an issue.
It has to be the right dynamic. Like, you know, some people don't understand that. You can't just do that to somebody just
right.
because you know they're submissive.
Exactly.
There needs to be, you know, an agreement. There has to be, like, the right dynamic between the two people.
Right. People are... Guys are ruined because of the porn industry. They see, they think is what they're supposed to do, and to me, 90% of what I see in there is very unrealistic and would be very unpleasurable.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pound me like you're a jackhammer trying to break up concrete for 30 minutes. It's not going to happen. It's
yeah.
not going to be comfortable or pain or whatever. It's just going to be annoying and painful. So... Yes, a mix of that, fine. But I've seen and had one individual who thought that's just all you do is fast
right.
slam, hard, hard.
Yeah.
No, that's not comfortable. So, I think as far as if I trust that individual, like my long-term friend, I'm very submissive with him. But he knows that not pushing that limit.
Yeah, of course. I know you've only been dressing for like 7 years, you said.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of cross dressers start when they're very young, like, you know, early teens.
Oh, I wish I had.
Yeah.
Oh.
Usually that's when it starts. That's what I've heard mostly from the ones that I've spoken to. But they also go through periods of time where they purge
mm-hmm.
and they get rid of everything.
Mm-hmm.
In your short window of time, have you done that?
I purged once.
What was the idea? Like, what were you thinking when you purged?
Because I hadn't involved anybody else yet. Nobody knew. So my thinking was, this is something you are not supposed to be doing. You're going to get caught doing it. You're going to ruin your life doing it. This is something you have to let go. And the moment I did, it was like, well, why'd you do that? Yeah. If that's what you want to do and whatnot. So I immediately started rebuying stuff. And I read stories about people purging now. And I think, yeah, I'm not doing that again.
How did you come out to your family, your wife and your...
Well, my wife actually introduced me to my first bi experience.
Oh, okay.
Surprisingly, because...
So she was, you know, kind of like into that kind of...
My wife was always very reserved, especially sexually. But for about a 5-year period, we enjoyed some experimentation and trying different things and whatnot. My wife one night told me that one of her guilty pleasures was watching guys give oral to each other. And I about hit the floor because I just...
Was that a fantasy that you had already?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't have... She had it.
Okay.
She liked it. And I thought, you know, okay. Yeah, it didn't... The thought didn't gross me out right away or anything. Or make me mad. And at the time we had an open relationship. She had a boyfriend that I liked him. He was a nice guy. He would come over and hang out and okay, he's a nice guy. Well, apparently she discussed it with him and he was okay to performing oral on me. So he came over for dinner and drinks, I believe, for a night. And, once he performed oral on me, I thought, well, yeah, I guess I got to return the favor. And I asked her. She was like, yeah. So I did. And instantly I knew, yeah, I rather enjoy this. I liked it.
And that was, what, 7 years ago?
No, that was probably 15 years ago. That was my first bi experience.
Okay.
And so now, and I kept her from there. I told her right away, I really like that. I'm going to experiment. I'm going to enjoy more. And I kept her aware of what I was doing. And that our play together stopped shortly after that. But I kept her aware that, hey, I'm definitely, you know, enjoying this. I'm trying this. And whatnot, and she always, okay. But now, when it came to the dressing, that was kind of a hard one for me. I thought, okay, she knows everything else. And it was bothering me. It was bothering me greatly because, A, I have to lie at some point about certain things. You know, that package that comes to the house. What was that? Oh, that was something for this. No, it wasn't. Yeah. Or I gotta worry, oh, is she gonna open that? Stuff like that bothered me. Because once you start getting caught in lies, it just, yeah.
You don't want it to snowball.
Yeah, exactly. So it was really eating me up. And my friend with benefits had taken a number of nice pictures of me dressed. So one day I just said, you know what? And I pulled up the pictures of me dressed on my phone and I handed her my phone. And she looked at the pictures and I think she got to about the third pic when the light bulb over her head went off. And she looked at me and looked back at the pic and she said, is this you? And I said, yeah. And she said, oh my God, you look great. I can't believe it. And she commented on my legs and on the high heels, and she just took it very well.
Wow.
So that was a big weight because I was sweating that first 30 seconds she was scrolling through pics. Now, I know I would have still had to do what I had to do. But what rift that would have caused, where we would have ended up because of that, yeah.
Yeah, you're very lucky, though, that she is into it, because it's very hard to find, and that's one of the complaints that I hear about from cross-dressers, really, is that it's hard to find somebody who's, you know, supportive and totally on board with it.